السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آج میں صحابہ حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ السلام کی
As who says that today I will present some narrations of the companions of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Previously as well, at various times, I presented some of these narrations. But I will aim to bring new narrations of the companions to the fore. These have been taken from the register of narrations. And the reason is that those companions of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, who took the bet, the pledge of allegiance at his hands, how did they perceive the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and how did they feel towards him? Every narration is written in a different light. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi, the fourth Khalifa, may Allah be pleased with him, had also started a series of sermons and addresses based on these narrations. So therefore, I will try to avoid repeating the narrations presented by Khalifa Rabi or the narrations previously presented by me. Instead, I will endeavor to present new narrations and incidents of the companions. Whilst these narrations on the one hand expound the exemplary sincerity and loyalty of the companions and the details of how they joined Ahmadiyyat, on the other, they reveal the high station of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and also his relationship with his devotees and sincere followers. We also find the solutions to certain problems within these narrations. Anyhow, as I mentioned, I will present these narrations of those people who joined the promised Messiah, peace be upon him's pure Jamaat. Regarding these companions, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that they have progressed tremendously in their dedication and devotion. The first narration is by Hazrat Hafiz Muhammad Ibrahim Sahib, son of Mia Nader Ali Sahib. The date of his birth, his initiation, and his first meeting with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was in 1900. He writes that in 1889, I initiated into the community through a letter. 3 to 4 years prior to this, My father has sent me for the Pledge of Allegiance, but for some personal reasons I could not perform the bit, and instead I returned home. After this, Sayyid Bahawal Shah Sahib, who was our very dear friend and teacher, he performed the bit, the Pledge of Allegiance, of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He would recite from the books of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, to me. He read almost all of the books of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, to me that had been published until then. During these days, I saw a dream that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appeared. I inquired from the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that with regard to the current claim of Mirza Sahib of being the Messiah and the Mahdi, is he true in his claim? The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, yes, he is true. I said, that is, within the dream, to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that make an oath that this was true. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I do not need to make an oath. I am Amin, the trustworthy, and I am also the Amin, the most trustworthy in the heavens and the earth. So he said, the next morning, I wrote a letter to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, declaring my initiation. And in this letter, I also conveyed salam, greetings of peace, on behalf of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the letter. I then arrived in Qadian in 1900 and performed the bid, the Pledge of Allegiance. Hazrat Master Khalilur Rahman Sahib, he took the bet, the initiation, in 1896. He writes that I was around 14 years old when I declared my bet through a letter, along with my father, Hazrat Maulvi Nek Alam Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, and also with brother Maulvi Gharibullah Sahib of Moza Kalvi. So, I remained with the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, from the beginning of December 1898 in Qadian until the Jalsa Salana. He went for the Jalsa Salana, however, he ended up leaving in early December. He narrates that I remained with the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, the champion of Allah, when he went to Jhelum in connection with the case brought up by Karim Deen against the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam. I remained in his company during that time. Around the Jalsa Salana in 1907, I met the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, for the last time, where I remained for about a week and a half. He narrates further that in my first meeting with the stalwart of Allah, I would stand in the first row, just one or two people to his left or right during the five daily prayers. In other words, he was to the immediate right or left of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam. In those days, after the five daily prayers, the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, would spend around half an hour or so with his devotees, and he would enlighten them with his valuable advice. He would usually eat his evening meal in the mosque itself. In particular, after the morning and evening prayers until the Isha prayers, he would impart his teachings and wisdom to his devotees. In these days, I would frequently have the opportunity to massage the hands and feet of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam. But because I was young at the time, out of regard and respect of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, and due to the aura surrounding his prophethood, I never uttered anything before him, and nor did I ever have the chance to say anything to him. The Promised Messiah, alayhi salam's speech was always extremely compassionate, affectionate, and in the manner of a tutor or guardian. However, due to the God-given, awe-inspiring aura of prophethood, I never found the courage to utter anything to him. It was my fault that I never extended any request to him. My joy and tranquility was entailed wholly in listening to the pure words of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, with full attention and with great deference. One day, the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, said regarding the late Sardar Fazal Haq Sahib Ahmadi, may Allah be pleased with him, formerly known by the name of Sundar Singh, he said regarding him, that if anyone wants to see the companions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he should look at Sardar Sahib. He has completely shunned the wealth of the world and instead accepted the dry breads in Islam. He then writes that the late Mir Munshi Mirza Jalaluddin Sahib Ahmadi he was my real paternal uncle, that is my father's sister's husband. In the list included by the promised Messiah alayhi salam in Anjami Atam of the 313 companions, his name was at the top. I and my father attained the blessing of Ahmadiyya through the companionship of the late Sayyid Ghulam Shah Sahib Ahmadi of Noorang district Kharia. And the late Maulvi Burhanuddin, may Allah be pleased with him, Ahmadi of Jhelum. The aforementioned Sayyid Sahib and Maulvi Sahib, they were also teachers of my late honorable father, Mirza Muhammad Ashraf Sahib, the pensioner, and Mahajir, former Muhasib of Sadr Anjuman Ahmadiyya Qadian. He was my first cousin from my father's side. In those days, somebody requested the holy champion of Allah in the garb of prophethood that please do come from time to time to the printing press. The promised Messiah alayhi salam replied that please excuse me, I cannot because there is a hookah there, and I become completely embarrassed seeing this. However, I do not consider those who use the hookah bad at heart. He continued that some people come for the initiation to me. They are clean shaven. The smell of alcohol emanates from their heart. But I even do not consider them bad at heart. This is because it is my belief that if they stay in my company or call upon me regularly, then God, who is generous, will certainly purify them and make them righteous. There is another narration by Hadrat Hafiz Ghulam Rasool Sahib of Wazirabad, son of Hafiz Muhammad Hussain Sahib of Wazirabad, Gujranwala, who took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance, in 1897. He writes that at one time, the house of Darul Masih in Qadian, in which Hadrat Mia Bashir Ahmad, may Allah be pleased with him, resides, which opens under the covered alley. The promised Messiah alayhi salam assembled some friends there and he spoke to them and delivered an address. He said, the reason I established the high school was so that students should attain knowledge and then convey the truth to the people. But it is unfortunate that people learn English and then focus on their own careers and my objective is not fulfilled. This is why I desire and wish that a separate and pure school is established. Is there anyone who, for the sake of God, is ready to enroll his child to attain this religious knowledge? At that time, my late son Abedullah was 7 or 8 years old, and during those days, Hadrat Mufti Muhammad Sadiq Sahib was a headmaster of Madrasa Ahmadiyya. Coincidentally, my son was standing beside me, and I immediately presented him to the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. Fazaldeen, a peon who was of medium height and from Sialkot, he was present at Madrasa Ahmadiyyat. The promised Messiah alayhi salam grabbed hold of Ubaidullah with his blessed hands and placed him under the responsibility of Fazaldeen that he should go and enroll him in the Ahmadiyya Madrasa. In short, Ubaidullah attained the Maulvi Fazil degree and during the era of Hadrat Khalifatul Masih II was sent to Mauritius. After preaching for 7 years there, he returned to his Lord, and he was declared by Hadrat Khalifatul Masih II as the first Shaheed or Martyr of India. Hadrat Ubaidullah Sahib, Hazur says, was a missionary in Mauritius, where he passed away and was buried. So this is his narrative as described by his father. So he then writes that, we heard that today in Gurdaspur, the hearing of Karamdeen, the case against the promised Messiah alayhi salam, was to occur. The promised Messiah alayhi salam had gone there. It was mentioned that all our savings in the house had been spent. Hearing this, I went to Gurdaspur. The promised Messiah alayhi salam was resting after the morning prayer and someone was pressing his body. As soon as I arrived, I started doing the same. Because at the time I was strong and healthy and had the honor of serving my former teachers, I was experienced in this task. So I started pressing him in this manner. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam felt this and he immediately uncovered his face. And he stated, Hafiz Sahib, are you satisfied? Are you content? When did you arrive? So I replied that I had just arrived. He writes, the fact worth mentioning and the happiness of which still resonates within me even today is that I asked the Promised Messiah alayhi salam that does Hazur recognize me? He replied, Hafizji, why would I not recognize you? When I heard this, my eyes filled with tears because the Promised Messiah alayhi salam said, whoever recognizes me and who I recognize will be protected from the plague. He said then, we talked about each other's well-being and after some time others also gathered. During the discussion, coincidentally, it was mentioned that Chaudhry Hakim Ali Sahib Banyari said that Hazur, today is Friday. He was of Noha Punyar. So he said, Hazur, today is Friday, but Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib has not come. So who will lead the Friday prayers? The Promised Messiah alayhi salam replied straightforwardly that we have Hafiz Sahib here. Hazur says, this is referring to the companion from Wazirabad being mentioned. So he said that he would lead it. And he said, I heard this and was speechless. I was overwhelmed with the thought that before this elective God, I am but a sinner. What would I do? And how would I stand up for this? It then came into my mind that the Friday prayer is still some time away. Maybe by then somebody else's name would be proposed to lead the prayer. But the Friday prayer finally arrived. The rows were formed and the worshippers sat down. Terrified, I sat in one of the rows towards the north or front. The azan, call to prayer, was given. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam asked, where is Hafiz Sahib? Somebody brought me before the Promised Messiah alayhi salam. I whispered into the ear of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam that Hazur, I am a sinner. I do not have the courage to stand in front of Hazur and say anything. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam said, no, you go forward. I will pray for you. So subsequently, I was sent to stand on the prayer mat. Finally, I started delivering a sermon on the trust in Allah, and I started reciting a few verses from Surah Furqan. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَزْدِيرًا. I started reading some verses of this fashion. I said, whatever Allah the Almighty enabled me to. I observed at the time that the Promised Messiah alayhi salam was praying for me, because of which my heart would open further and my understanding increased. From that day to this, by the grace of Almighty Allah, I never hesitated in any debate or speech. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah. And I believe that due to this, when in November 1933 I migrated, it is for this reason that I was appointed the Imam of Masjid Aqsa. He writes further another incident that on one occasion I arrived in Qadian and mentioned my case and the false litigation by the opponents, and that through giving false oaths they had stolen my house. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam said, Hafiz Sahib, people lose their houses on petty ceremonies and weddings of their sons. If your house was lost for the sake of God, then let it go. Allah the Almighty will give you something better. So he says that, I swear by Allah, as soon as I heard these pure words, the thought vanished from my heart that I had lost my house. Then he says further that Allah the Almighty gave me land in this blessed township of Qadian and a house many times better. I was granted a wife and also children. He then writes that something related has come into my mind which I shall put to paper so that maybe some right-minded person can benefit from it. And it is that after the demise of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam, one day in Masjid Mubarak, Khwaja Kamaluddin Sahib said that those who study in Madrasa Ahmadiyyat, they will become mullahs. They will become mullahs. What will they be able to do? Khwaja Sahib said proudly that propagation of the faith is our responsibility. In other words, people like Khwaja Sahib. So then he said that Madrasa Ahmadiyya should be disbanded or closed down. He writes that Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Thani, Hazrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad, was at the time sitting down, so he stood up. And this is during the era of Hadrat Khalifatul Masih I. So Hadrat Khalifatul Masih II expressed his resolve that this school, that is Madrasa Ahmadiyyat, was established by the promised Messiah alayhi salam, so therefore it would continue. And inshallah, God enabling, scholars would be produced from it who would preach the truth. Hearing this, Khwaja Sahib became wonderstruck and dumbfounded. And I understood that Khwaja Sahib realized that he would fail in his objectives. Those who observe see that the students from this madrasa are preaching Ahmadiyyat in the entire world, and that mentioning the promised Messiah alayhi salam is like deadly poison. So it proved to them that that was false. He writes that one day the promised Messiah alayhi salam went out for a morning walk. So I and a few others went along. Amongst them was Mr. Nizamuddin Sahib, former Secretary Jamaat Ahmadiyya Sialkot, who by the grace of God is still alive. So he said to me, "The promised Messiah alayhi salam is always very kind to you." He said that the previous commentaries are less reliable. That is, the previous commentaries are not all that clear, and they are not relevant to the needs of the time. So he said, Hazur should write a full and complete commentary. Please request the promised Messiah alayhi salam that the previous commentaries are no longer relevant. Their time has passed. The promised Messiah alayhi salam should please write a full commentary. So he said that I subsequently extended this request to him, who replied, Hafiz Sahib, in my view, the commentary is worth mentioning and requiring explanation for the present time. They have been explained by me already. If I or we write a full commentary, then it is possible there would be further critics in the future, in which case Allah the Almighty may appoint someone else to respond. So he said, I observed silence after hearing this, and Mr. Nizamuddin Sahib was also listening, who also kept quiet. He said slowly that commentaries of the Holy Quran will continue to be written according to the needs of the time. There is another narration by Khan Sahib Munshi Barkat Ali Sahib. He was the son of Muhammad Fazil Sahib and was an employee of the Directory General India Medical Service. He was also Nazir Bayt al Mal in Qadian. He took the Bayt, the Pledge of Allegiance, in 1901, and he met the promised Messiah alayhi salam in the same year. He says that as far as I remember, I first heard about the promised Messiah alayhi salam at the beginning of 1900, when by chance I happened to live in the neighborhood with some Ahmadis in Shimla. I began naturally asking questions to them about the claim of the promised Messiah alayhi salam and the issue of the death of Jesus, peace be upon him. Although I would oppose them fiercely, but I would refrain from foul language, abuse and taunts. I did not believe in the concept of the death of Jesus, peace be upon him. Despite this, he says, I disagreed with mocking or taunting. Hazur says, this has always been the attitude of the opponents, not just today, that they stoop to abuse and using profane language. But this companion was righteous. I was always against mocking and abusing, he says. Slowly and gradually I became inclined towards this. I slowly started believing in these things. He says that the promised Messiah alayhi salam was debating with Pir Meher Ali Shah Sahib in those days. Hazur emphasized that during the debate an Arabic commentary of the Holy Quran should be written, and that by drawing lots any chapter should be chosen and the candidate should write separate commentaries, because the Holy Quran claims that لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, that its truths and inner knowledge cannot be manifested upon a liar. In this way the truth or falsehood of the candidates can be discerned. In those very days a leaflet was published by Pir Sahib in which 24 points were alleged regarding the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and it was stressed that the promised Messiah alayhi salam was, God forbid, a heretic or outside the fold of Islam. Extracts from the promised Messiah alayhi salam's writings had been copied and included throughout this leaflet. So he says that I would often look at the leaflets of both participants, because the writer was not yet Ahmadi but would observe the advertisements on both sides. Upon receiving the aforementioned advertisement by the non-Ahmadi, I requested the Ahmadis to provide me with the original book so that I could compare myself. Upon comparing the texts, I learned that some extracts were correct, however, mostly they were placed out of context or altered to prove their own point. Hazur says that the same circumstances are visible today. The opponents have started a new campaign, where extracts are given from the writings of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. They are copied, altered or inserted out of context and presented as pamphlets or large posters or books are published, in which the Jamaat and the promised Messiah alayhi salam are abused and profane language is used. Our program, Rahiyoda, and its website which has started, they are replying to these allegations. The actual source and the original book are presented so people can discover for themselves a reality. By the grace of Allah, through this, some people who are like this, they have started analyzing. And by the Allah's grace, new births, new initiations have resulted out of this. So these allegations and this ploy has always been utilized by the Maulvis. This is nothing new today. Sometimes people become agitated, just as when the website started. The in charge, Asif Sahib, said, the site has become inundated and people have greatly objected and the responses could not be provided accordingly. So I said to him, wait for some time, the furor would fizzle out. And this is exactly what happened. When our responses were also given to the corresponding thrust, they were silenced, unable to reply. In fact, on other sites, they have started posting messages that this website, Al-Huda, nobody should go there because they do not give us proper access. Whereas actually, they have no answer themselves. They have become frustrated, and this is why they are trying to stop others from visiting. Anyhow, this has always been the way. So this companion says, when I opened the book, the references were provided, but they were altered and amended or given out of context. So he writes further that in comparison to Pir Meher Ali Shah Sahib, who did not accept the challenge to write an Arabic commentary, the promised Messiah alayhi salam instead wrote Ijaz al-Masih. He challenged Pir Sahib to write a reply to this book within a certain period of time. Pir Sahib did not write anything in Arabic, but I learned later that he wrote a book in Urdu, which later was proved to be a work of plagiarism. Hazur says it had been taken from elsewhere. So the companion continues that anyhow, during this self-struggle, I became more and more inclined towards Ahmadiyyat. I then realized that there is a vast treasure of hadith. To study all of it would be extremely difficult. Ahmadis usually present verses of the Holy Quran. So therefore, it would be better if the Quran was studied with an open mind from the beginning to the end. Although I was not familiar with Arabic, I read the Urdu translation with another acquaintance. I learned from studying it that there were not just one or two or even 20 or 30 verses. In fact, there were numerous verses that could prove the death of the Messiah. He writes further that at the start of 1901, when the census was about to take place, the promised Messiah alayhi salam published a pamphlet in which he said, those people who believe at heart in me, if they have not pledged open allegiance, can still record themselves as Ahmadis. I thought so positively at the moment regarding the promised Messiah alayhi salam that I started even giving some amount of chanda. Although I had not taken the initiation, I wrote myself down as an Ahmadi in the census. Once I saw a dream, and in the dream I saw the promised Messiah alayhi salam. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I learned that the promised Messiah alayhi salam had come to meet Ahmadis in the adjacent room. Subsequently, I went to the room to avail the opportunity of meeting him. I said, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. The promised Messiah alayhi salam replied, "Wa alaykum as-salam, peace be unto you as well." In the dream itself, he said, "Barakat Ali, when will you come to us?" I replied to the promised Messiah alayhi salam that I am just coming. At the time, the promised Messiah alayhi salam was on the charpai, which is a bread made of straw. He was bare-chested and his hair on his head was long. After a few days, I wrote my Pledge of Allegiance. I remember this dream vividly, as if I saw it whilst awake. After this, at the Jalsa, I entered Darul Imam and also took the bed at the hands of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. I saw at that occasion that the blessed appearance of the promised Messiah alayhi salam was exactly as I had seen in my dream. By chance, after some time, I happened to be present in the guest house where now Hadrat Mirza Bashir Ahmed, M.A., may Allah be pleased with him, son of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, resides. I sat upon a charpai. When from the rooftop in front, perhaps from somewhere high, the promised Messiah alayhi salam arrived. He had just taken a bath, his hair was open, he was bare-chested, his appearance was exactly as I had seen in the dream. My belief strengthened that this dream had been shown to me by God for my guidance. He says that once, perhaps after the Zuhr prayers, the promised Messiah alayhi salam used a window opening from Masjid Mubarak to go to his house, when as usual, a crowd surrounded him. Some would kiss his hands, others would touch his body, and then rub their hands over their own chests and faces. So I was amongst this group. Hazrat Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib, Khalifatul Masih I, was passing by then, and he said, "Sincerity is required, sincerity. My heart testified that perhaps an open display is nothing until it is implemented with sincerity. Just kissing someone's hand or touching them means nothing unless there is sincerity. This is the lesson given to them by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih I. Subsequently, since then I have striven to maintain a relationship of sincerity and devotion with the promised Messiah alayhi salam through Allah's grace." He writes that once in Masjid Mubarak after Zuhr prayers, when the promised Messiah alayhi salam was in the mosque, someone asked that a few Arya persons request a meeting. So Hazur called them inside and a discussion ensued. When the subject of salvation was being discussed, I observed that the awe-inspiring aura of the promised Messiah alayhi salam was so dominant that the Arya persons could not even speak openly. They even stated that salvation does not require belief in the Vedas as a necessity. In fact, whoever acts good will attain salvation. He writes, "At once I had the opportunity to read the Friday prayers in Masjid Aqsa led by Hazrat Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him. The promised Messiah alayhi salam sat close to the grave of his father, which was in Masjid Aqsa. I availed the opportunity and sat nearby, and would observe Hazur's movements during the prayer, that how Hazur offered it. During the standing position, Hazur had folded his arms on his chest, but his fingers did not reach the elbow. His neck was slanted slightly to the right. After prayer, the issue was raised, whether Asr could be combined with the Friday prayers or not. So according to Hazur's guidance, Asr prayer was combined with the Friday prayers. During the last days of the promised Messiah alayhi salam's life, the Jamaat had already progressed much by the grace of Allah, and 600 or 700 people would attend the Jalsa Salana, the annual convention. Hazur says this was a companion speaking about the progress of the community at the time. He continues that we were once informed that the promised Messiah alayhi salam desires everyone to pass through the market so that non-Ahmadis, Hindus, etc. could see with their own eyes God's revelation being fulfilled, how people from far off were being drawn towards us, so this came to pass. Hazur says that Ahmadis today, by the grace of Allah, should be exceptionally thankful to God that the generations of those holy people are now spread all over, and their own generations are now in the hundreds. In addition, there are new people entering the community alongside. So look, the promised Messiah alayhi salam was saying, walk in the streets of Qadian to show people how big the community was. And today the whole world knows what the Jamaat is. Newspapers write about us, television programs cover it, that what Jamaat Ahmadiyya is. This is why, however much we thank Allah the Almighty, it is inadequate. So he continues that it was the custom of the time that before a guest left, he would seek leave from the Promised Messiah alayhi salam before departing. Subsequently, I sent a note one evening requesting permission to leave. Hazur instructed in his reply that I grant permission, but that I should inform him in the morning before departing. According to this instruction, the following morning before leaving, I informed him. So the Promised Messiah alayhi salam came in person to see me off. Others were also along with him. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam came with us until the turning of the mud street. Various things were discussed on the way. I saw that Hazur was walking in a very relaxed manner. He appeared to be walking at a moderate pace, but actually was walking quite fast. Most of the khuddam had to really keep up. The children had to run to catch up. He then writes that perhaps in 1900, there was hue and cry regarding the division of Bengal. I wrote an article, The Rights of Humanity, with this in view. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam strongly disliked the element of rebellion. He would constantly advise his Jamaat to be loyal and faithful. In light of these instructions, I wrote an article and sent it to the Promised Messiah alayhi salam that if Hazur so pleases, this article can be sent to the newspaper for publication. Hence, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam had this published in Al-Badr. Hazur says that with the circumstances of various countries nowadays, it should be borne in mind that the Promised Messiah alayhi salam strongly disliked rebellion. It was, in fact, the article against rebellion which was published. So he writes that once after the Maghrib prayer, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam was sitting on his Shah Nashin sitting place. Someone said that the local officer is arriving with respect to the proposed construction of the minaret in the morning. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam desired to construct a Minaret al-Masih, but this was before it was built. The Hindus and others were opposing this plan. In fact, they had lodged a petition to the government that permission to build a minaret should not be granted. When the Promised Messiah alayhi salam heard about the impending arrival of the local official, he said, "Very good, our friend should give him a fitting welcome, and they should show him the site." That is, various Ahmadi should go and give him a warm welcome and show him the area. So then he says further on that it is decreed by Allah that a minaret will most certainly be built and nobody can halt it. And then, by the grace of Almighty Allah, it was constructed. He writes regarding the Promised Messiah alayhi salam's general sitting posture and his manner of walking. He says that I have seen in gatherings the Promised Messiah alayhi salam's eyes would be cast down and would appear as if shut. But when Hazur ever lifted his glance towards me, I could not bear it and would immediately lower my gaze. He says that this perhaps relates to the last days of his life. He said, I sent a request to Hazrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad, Khalifatul Masih Sani, may Allah be pleased with him, for a rogue meeting or a mulaqat with the Promised Messiah alayhi salam. Hazrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad, may Allah be pleased with him, was around 17 or 18 years old at the time. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam called me up to him. I said to him, when I was a non-Ahmadi, I partook in a fund at my office. The name of this fund was the Fortune Fund. There were 15 to 16 people who would give 8 ana each monthly. The total amount was put in a lottery and their profit was divided or shared. So he says this continued even after I became Ahmadi. Subsequently, once 115,000 rupees were won in the lottery by us, and I received a share of around 7,500 rupees or thereabouts. So he says that I thought, he now asked, that after becoming an Ahmadi, is this still permissible? After inquiring from Hazur, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam replied that this is not allowed. The method of lottery, etc., the amount should be spent for the propagation of Islam, because nothing is forbidden for Allah as such. So he then gave some of the amount towards Jannah, and he distributed the other amount amongst the poor. Another narration relates to Hazrat Muhammad Ismail Sahib, son of Maulvi Jamaluddin Sahib of Sikwa, District Gurdaspur. He saw the promised Messiah alayhi salam in 1904 and he was a born Ahmadi. He says that I was around 24 years old when the verdict of Karamdin Jalmi, that is, the case was going to be announced on that day. I arrived the day before from my village. The promised Messiah alayhi salam was staying there in a house and it was a very hot day. The promised Messiah alayhi salam was sitting in one of the rooms. There my father, Mia Jamaluddin Sahib, Mia Imamuddin Sahib Sikandri and Chaudhry Abdul Aziz Sahib were all present. I arrived and started waving a hand fan upon the promised Messiah alayhi salam. Hazur saw me and then smiled towards my father and said, Mia Ismail has arrived and also taken a share in the blessings and reward. Whenever I remembered how Hazur became happy with such petty service, it gave me elation within. Muhammad Akbar Sahib, son of Akhwan Rahim Bakh Sahib of the Pathans of Dera Ghazi Khan, writes, my father's paternal uncle, Akhwan Amir Bakhsh Khan Sahib of District Muzaffargarh, was a sub-inspector of the police. When I became Ahmadi, he received his pension and came to his house in Dera Ghazi Khan. In those days, the head of the Jamaat in Dera Ghazi Khan was Maulvi Aziz Bakhsh Sahib. He was the elder brother of Maulvi Muhammad Ali, who later became the Amir of the Lahoris. So he was the elder brother. Maulvi Aziz Bakhsh Sahib was a civil officer in Dera Ghazi Khan. In the area he lived was a mosque which was always deserted. It always remained desolate. Jamaat Ahmadiyya renovated it and started using it and began offering prayers there. A non-Ahmadi Maulvi by the name of Fazlul Haq came to this area and lived there in a rented house. He incited the local people. Hazur says this is what happened then and the exact same occurs today. So that person can use that Ahmadi should be removed from this mosque. He collected some students and started teaching them in the mosque. Hazur says that this concept of the madrasa and the disorder and possessions by the students of the madrasa, it still occurs even today. So he continues that he assembled the students and started teaching them. During the prayer time, he would lead a separate congregation. He also started delivering sermons there. Someone who is related to my uncle, Akhbar Amir Bakhsh Khan Sahib, incited the sub-inspector of Dera Ghazi Khan that he should report that there is likelihood that unrest could erupt between Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis in the area. Therefore, a guarantee or assurance should be obtained from the heads of the parties. The mosque was desolate before, nobody came there. Ahmadis renovated and started using it. It is only then that the conflict broke out. So he says that I wrote a letter to the promised Messiah alayhi salam, where I mentioned about my grandfather and his opposition to us, and I wrote that he was so arrogant and full of enmity that if possible he would kill me. He also informed him of the report he submitted against the Jamaat and he requested for prayers. So the promised Messiah alayhi salam graciously and kindly wrote a reply on the back of my letter with his own hand and he sent it back by post. The essence of his reply, and these are not the actual words, but the essence was that we should not become agitated. He then prayed that inshallah, God willing, the good consequences will rapidly manifest. The Jamaat should not provide any guarantee or deposit whatsoever for this mosque. If you have to leave the mosque, then do so. Arrangements should then be made for congregational prayers in an Ahmadi's house. But whatever the case, no Ahmadi should give any assurance or guarantee. He says that this letter was kept safely by me. Perhaps Maulvi Aziz Bakhsh Sahib took it from me and did not return it. This is why the letter is not at hand. And this is why he only gave the substance of the letter. So he continues that just a few days after this reply was received from the promised Messiah alayhi salam, my so-called grandfather became ill and he died within a few days. The report submitted to the sub-inspector of the police was forwarded to the deputy commissioner for appropriate action. The deputy commissioner appointed a Muslim EAC officer and said that he should try to bring about reconciliation between the Ahmadis and the non-Ahmadis. He tried his best for many months to bring about reconciliation but was unsuccessful. But in the end, how did God decide? These people could not achieve this, but the verdict of Allah was astonishing. In the end, the river Sindh that flooded the entire part of the city where the mosque was based. The mosque fell and the entire city was swept away by the river. A new city was populated where Jamaat Ahmadiyya built a new mosque. So far as I remember, the first mosque made in this new city was the mosque of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. Hazrat Nizamuddin Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, son of Aladita Sahib of Vashu district, Pasroor from district Sialkot, he writes that this is an incident of November 1904 when the promised Messiah alayhi salam came to Sialkot. I also came to meet him. Perhaps it was after Zuhr prayers when in the mosque of the late Hakim Hissamuddin Sahib, the promised Messiah alayhi salam provided the following guidance. He said that people abuse me to try and incite your passions. However, you should listen to this abuse and not become impassioned or reply with abuse. If you reply abusively, then they will in turn abuse me. Then this abuse will not be from them, but in fact it will be from you. You should hear the abuse and pray for them and treat them lovingly. So that they are drawn nearer to you. After this, the promised Messiah alayhi salam referred to the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when the kuffar, the disbelievers, abused them and tortured them in every way, they would reply compassionately. Many of the kuffar, the disbelievers, witnessing this righteous behavior and treatment, joined Islam. So therefore, you should try to follow their footsteps. He says that what I have conveyed is the essence of what he said, but not the actual words of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. So he has presented a summary in his own words. Then Hazrat Munshi Abdullah Sahib Ahmadi from Islamabad, Sialkot city, he took the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance on 4 November 1902. He took the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance, when the promised Messiah alayhi salam visited Sialkot and he was 13 years of old. He took the bed because of a dream. Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Karim of Sialkot also taught him. So he writes that when the promised Messiah alayhi salam returned to Qadian on 4 November 1902 after presenting his claim in Sialkot, Hazur inquired the names of those who had treated the Ahmadis of Sialkot badly. A few days after the names were all written, a terrible plague spread in Sialkot. So God the Powerful selectively destroyed the families of those people on the list. Fa'tabiru ya'ul al-ansar. He writes regarding the plague in those days that an opponent caught the plague. So he called Hakim Hissamuddin Sahib. He said only this much, that this is like a black snake, do not go near it. When he was approaching death, his wife out of love embraced him. In actuality, that woman was embracing death. So their daughter also acted similarly, and in this way 19 members of this family died. It is said that Maulvi Abdul Karim Sialkoti inquired from Hazur that have you ever felt pretentiousness or the feeling of showing off? The promised Messiah alayhi salam replied that if a person is offering his prayers in a jungle amongst cattle, can he ever develop pretentiousness or showing off? So this is my condition. Hazrat Muhammad Yahya Sahib, son of Muhammad Anwar Hussain Sahib of district Hardui of Shah Abad. He was born in 1894. In 1904, he met the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. He says, my late father, Maulvi Anwar Hussain Khan Sahib of Shah Abad Hardui, UP, he took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, in 1889 in Ludhiana. A short while prior to this, he was in communication with him by letter, and he wanted the opportunity for the Pledge of Allegiance or the initiation, but because the promised Messiah alayhi salam had not yet been instructed to take the initiation, he stopped him from coming to Qadian. When Hazur went to Ludhiana for this purpose, he informed my father. My late father went to Ludhiana as instructed by the promised Messiah alayhi salam and received this blessing. My father was a graduate Maulvi of the Deobandis. He was an actual certified Maulvi of them. He would often relate the incident of the hospitality of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, that I went to Qadian for the first time in 1889. Guests would stay in the gol room or the round room, and this is where I lodged. The promised Messiah alayhi salam would eat with us. Whilst eating, he would often go up and go inside and would sometimes bring back chutney or sometimes pickles or something of the like that we would like it. In short, he would eat very little himself and would serve the guests for most of the time. Seeing the large number of people in Masjid Aqsa, my father once said, this is after he came to Qadian, his father saw the mosque was full to the brim, and he said that when I first went to Qadian, so on the day of Friday, at the time of Friday prayers, the promised Messiah alayhi salam went to Masjid Aqsa and he met Maulvi Shadi Kashmiri on the way. He took him along for the prayers, along with Mia Jan Muhammad Sahib. Going forth a little, we crossed the path of a funeral of a child, so the promised Messiah alayhi salam ordered Jan Muhammad to lead the funeral prayers and joined behind himself. When they reached Masjid Aqsa and read the Friday prayers, there were in total 6 people at the time. He writes that now, despite the mosque being expanded so much, even the neighboring rooftops on every side are full, so this is a miracle for me. He writes an incident regarding the promised Messiah alayhi salam's kindness to children, that Hazrat Ummul Mumineen, the mother of the believers, the wife of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, required a chore to be carried out. Us children were boarding in Talim al-Islam inside Madrasa Ahmadiyya and went excitedly go there to carry out the chores. I remember the promised Messiah alayhi salam would inquire about the children, that who is this and who is that. Once he inquired about me, so Hadrat Ummul Mumineen, the mother of the believers, she said that these are the children of Anwar Hussain who sells mangoes. The promised Messiah alayhi salam said, tell him to sit down, he should not work, he is very young just now. So I was made to sit whilst the others worked on. Once it was so freezing cold that even the water in the pond froze. In those days, because he says I was from an area with warm climate, I felt freezing. Even the people who lived there felt cold, so those who came from an area where it was normally hot felt even more cold acutely. I was younger than most of those who were boarding there. I would feel the cold when going for Fajr prayers. So Master Abdul Rahman B.A., he must have mentioned this to the promised Messiah alayhi salam. He came to me and said, this young child suffers greatly in the cold. Do not take him for Fajr prayers to the mosque. So since then, I was instructed to offer every Fajr prayer in the boarding place. He says, once we went to the stream with the promised Messiah alayhi salam. It was Ramadan and I felt thirsty. The promised Messiah alayhi salam came to know that many of the young children were observing fast. So he said that they should break the fast because young children do not need to fast. So upon this, we quenched our thirst fully. We departed from the promised Messiah alayhi salam and returned to Qadian. Then there is a regard for the sentiments of guests. Guests would come frequently from outside who would desire khurda, that is, they desire the food left over from the promised Messiah alayhi salam's kitchen. Because I was the youngest in the boarding area, I used to go inside the house and would prepare myself to bring the food left over upon the people's request. And by mentioning this to Hazrat Umm al-Mumineen, she would give it herself. Sometimes it was food time, and I would go mention this to Hazrat Umm al-Mumineen, and she would give some. Sometimes it was not dinner time, then even then I would convey the request of the people. So after ordering some pita bread, the promised Messiah alayhi salam would most graciously take one morsel out of the bread and would give the rest, which I would happily distribute to those people who had asked for it. How did he observe the deep involvement and enjoyment of the promised Messiah alayhi salam in prayer? He writes, the promised Messiah alayhi salam led Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib's funeral himself. He led a very long prayer to the extent that I became tired standing. Just before the prayer, some clouds gathered and started thundering. The wind started blowing, the dust began to rise. During the entire prayer, from the beginning until saying salam, large drops of rain fell by the grace of Allah. When salam was said, the rain halted. After a short while, the sky cleared up. Hazur says that may Allah raise the rank of these holy people. May He always infuse the true spirit of Ahmadiyyat in their progeny. May He also enable us to incline towards self-reformation. May our belief and strength increase. May every coming day instill the love of Ahmadiyyat, the love of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and the love and intense infection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in us and our generations, and may we always be inclined towards the teachings of the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.